Good afternoon. You are listening to Share Your Mission, which is a 30-minute radio show on this station and the longest-running, continually hosted spiritual radio show in the English-speaking world. We have been broadcasting to you for over 16 years and around 10 years on this station. Unfortunately, this run is coming to an end. My name is Wynn Henderson, and I am a retired medical doctor who has devoted his life to teaching people how to delve deeply into their inner spiritual core to ultimately achieve a life of joy, contentment, inner peace, and unconditional love. For the last four decades, I have been a spiritual healer and best-selling author who has guided people through profound journeys of self-discovery that transform their relationships with God and the world around them. With exception to this radio program, I have chosen to work in small, intimate settings rather than large, impersonal venues. But the world is changing, and so is the best way to spread important messages like how to cure yourself of addiction. You probably have asked yourself, what is addiction and how widespread is it? In my latest book, Freedom from Addiction, I list 24 different psychological symptoms associated with this disease. They are anxiety or nervousness, depression, pain, loneliness, a lack of love, a void, emptiness, unworthiness, a sense of failure, insecurity, guilt and shame, unhappiness, lack of acceptance, lack of energy, sorrow, fear, boredom, resentment, self-pity, the need for immediate gratification and pleasure, teenage rebellion, and suicidal thoughts. With over 8 billion individuals in the world suffering from this disease, these are the symptoms they describe referring to this issue. If you have one or more of these symptoms and are troubled with one or more of these addictive behaviors, then you're in the right place to get help. The addictive behaviors are codependency or trying to control other people's behavior, drinking too much alcohol on a consistent basis, smoking tobacco, using illegal drugs, taking too many legal prescription drugs, using diet pills on a regular basis, overeating or binging, undereating or bulimia, and self-induced vomiting, gambling, shoplifting, knowingly doing criminal acts, sexually abusing yourself or others, non-sexually abusing yourself or others, working at your job excessively, doing risky things for the excitement it brings, over-collecting or hoarding things, excessive use of the internet, your smartphone or television, pursuing power, kleptomania, being greedy, indulging in sexual compulsions, pornography and others, overspending, and thinking negatively. Want to know if you are addicted to a behavior? When you come to realize that the behavior you have is hurting you or someone you love, and you can't stop it for whatever reason, then you are addicted to that behavior. Want to know what is the cause of addiction? Poor self-esteem and inadequate spiritual consciousness, that is, knowing the validity of certain spiritual truths, are the immediate root causes of all addictive behaviors. Often we see an addicted individual who, on the outside, seems successful and confident in his or her life or profession. However, below the surface, on another level, he or she is actually consumed with self-doubt and lacks confidence in his or her abilities. This lack of self-esteem often develops into self-loathing or self-hate, and the individual harms himself or herself on a subconscious level by starting and continuing the unproductive, maladaptive, addictive behavior. The individual's feeling of powerless over the situation is a strong motivator in continuing the addictive cycle. Addiction can be a tool that is being used to keep you from living a happy, fulfilled life. When you are not spiritually aware of the truth about your existence, your value, and the reason that you are on this earth, you can easily be seduced into temporary fixes in life. These temporary fixes become less effective over time. Eventually, you become a victim, enslaved for life, unless you get help. If you view addiction as your friend who helps you enjoy life and lets you be bird free on the wing without any problems, then you will most likely be one of the unfortunate individuals plagued with problems, including the possibility of a much shorter lifespan. However, if you can visualize addiction as a robber that plans on taking everything you value in life and wants to totally destroy you, you might have a chance. You might wonder about the title of our program, Share Your Mission. The reason this program is so important is because having a purpose, a mission, a destiny is critical in reversing addictions. Destiny work includes discovery and acceptance of one's destiny. This makes it possible for an individual to discover his or her purpose in life, which is then, in turn, able to eliminate the need for the client's addictive behavior. This work allows an individual to recognize the person their soul is calling them to be. Before we quit for the day, I want you to know that addiction is a spiritual disease. As a world authority on the spiritual treatment of addiction, I want you to know what you're up against. And this is why it is so hard to cure yourself from this disease. Here now is a letter from addiction to the world. My name is addiction. I am waging war against all nations and do not plan to take prisoners. Like a thief in the night, I will pillage your people, rob them of their dignity, peace of mind, and eventually their lives. The world will be in shambles before I am through. The more the merrier, red, yellow, black, white, none are precious in my sight. Rich or poor, I have no favorites, but I must admit, I have fun picking on the sad and lonely, the weak and sick, and really get a kick out of young people who do not have a clue. It is a quick seduction to entangle them in my web. They are mine from a single puff on a reefer to the pop of a rubber band, and from the first taste of liquor to the bottle's last drop. It is easy to enslave them on social media screens, entice them into sexual promiscuity, and convince them that they need a cigarette or another Twinkie. There are over 20 addictive behaviors in my arsenal. Yeah, that's my greatest thrill. Enslave them young, and I will have them for life. Now, don't get me wrong. I was invited to this party, and they made me the main attraction. And realizing that I was in the land of the innocent, I took advantage like a fox in a hen house. "Just try a little," I would whisper. And that's all it takes, a small temptation, to get them started, and they do the rest. Making sure they have all the crappy dope and cheap liquor they need is easy. They will snort, shoot, or drink anything. It's really fun to put pesticides and all manner of trash in their stash. It's like watching an already dead man's duel with a pistol and one bullet. They are soon mine because there are only 5 empty chambers. AIDS really adds another level of satisfaction. My ultimate thrill is to watch them struggle in pain as their emaciated bodies lay dying. The last words they speak are often these: "What have I done to myself?" When they're dead and gone, I get a bonus. The lives of their family is in tatters. The family is grieving because they fiercely loved you, my prey. The damage of addiction is vast, wide, and long. Mother dies from heartache, but the real culprit was all the grief and stress that she went through. Daddy does not linger long either. Why stay when all his money was long gone before they buried you? It does appear there is one thrill left. Your parents both go to their graves wondering if they will meet you in heaven. They are not sure because the last time they saw you on earth, you were blaming all of your problems on them, cursing them, and demanding money. Your daddy always felt the bad choices he had made somehow rubbed off on you. Just to let you know, I did get a kick out of watching your cringe in the corner as you watched your daddy beat your mother. Unfortunately for me, they both got it right with God before they died, and he rescued their sorry souls. Most of your brothers and sisters rarely think of you today. They are just glad to be rid of the guilt, shame, and embarrassment they felt every time they looked at the shell of humanity that you ended up being. Now, the game is not quite finished. Your little brother was closely watching your debauchery, and now he thinks he might give it a try. And, surprise, surprise, you left a baby in the belly of your last partner, a baby that does not have a chance. He is just your last sacrifice. You turned out just like I wanted, completely destroyed inside and out. Your eyes are yellow from all the booze. Hepatitis and liver damage would have killed you anyway, but it gives me great joy to announce that your appetite for momentary escape from reality took you much sooner. A shell of your former self, alone, without family, you left this world high as a kite, in total oblivion to the darkness you were about to enter. The darkness filled with all the rejected, discarded souls that I have tortured and killed. Your so-called friends stole your few possessions at the end and disappeared in the night before your body was cold. And 911 never got a call. I feel like gloating. You lost your chance to make a change. All the talk of repentance and redemption went right over your head. Like a sheep led to slaughter, you were an easy target. Had you known a very simple prayer, you would have not been easy to reel in. We may have never known each other. Your parents were older when they finally changed their ways, much too late to do you any good. I waited patiently until I knew you were ready. I pretended to be your friend, to bolster your low self-esteem, and make you temporarily feel like a king. But only temporarily, I'm proud to say. Just a footnote to rub it in. You could have been a man or woman with everything. A nice family, a beautiful home, a pillar of the community, respected by all your family and friends. Your life could have been filled with purpose as you reached out to help your fellow man. You could have had all this peace, joy, and happiness in life if you had opened your eyes and realized your value as a child of God. If you had allowed him into your life to be your constant friend and advisor, God gave you all the tools you needed to complete your mission in life, but you didn't use them. Yes, one simple prayer, "Dear God, please save me through the blood of Jesus Christ," would have protected you from me. You know, the mention of those names, God and Jesus, completely steals all my joy and ruins my day. That's the reason I keep my flock under the influence, so that they cannot hear the sweet voice of Jesus calling them. Come home, my child. Come home. Yes, that is what you are, a lost child who ran out of chances. You are now lost in darkness, and you are forever mine. And now, I'm sure you can figure out the rest of the story. It's been a pleasure wrecking your life and stealing your soul. Your friend, Addiction, also known as Satan. You might be wondering how this retired North Carolina physician developed this unique spiritual approach to curing the disease of addiction. It was through an intensely personal spiritual transformation that occurred on a late night in November, the evening in 1990. When I slept, I had a conversation with God, and as you might expect, it changed my life forever. God gave me a purpose, a mission, and a destiny to write a book, The Cure of Addiction, in which he laid out the spiritual treatment necessary to cure the disease. I immediately committed my life to a mission of helping others to alleviate their suffering and to open their consciousness to the same higher state that I achieved on that night. I share my mission through writing books, one-on-one intensive counseling sessions, workshops, this radio program, and internet podcasting. If you feel you may be or you are suffering from the disease of addiction with any of its many psychological symptoms that can disrupt all aspects of your life, I urge you to take the first step by sincerely wanting to get well, and by taking the second step by believing it can happen to you. Then, take the final step by committing to follow the treatment program in Freedom from Addiction. Except for the cost of the book, there are no required expenses. You can do the program at home and without taking time off from work. You can find out how to do that at www.freedomfromaddiction.info. Call me at 828-508-7981 and receive a free 30-minute consultation by telephone. During that call, I will explain the root cause of all addictive behaviors and give you a clear and progressive path to help you win your battle with this disease. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by making that call. I urge you not to give up another day to your disease. Make that call now. I'm ready to talk to you. With so much riding on what you do with respect to dealing with your addiction, it is imperative that you make the right choice. I will continue to transmit my show, Share Your Mission, starting next week on iTunes.com. Download iTunes on your computer and go to their podcast section. Then put in the search engine under Alternative Help. When you get there, scroll down to Freedom from Addiction and subscribe for free. You can now listen to my program 24/7 and listen to archived past programs too. Share Your Mission programs are identified with SYM in the title. All other programs are strictly on addiction. I have been richly blessed by all my guests over the years and my listeners, and for that, I sincerely thank you.